Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 11th. The grains closed mixed with May corn down a half a cent, closing at 366 and a half. May beans down 2.5 cents, closing at 939 and a quarter. And May wheat up 4.5 cents, closing at 433 and a quarter. Well, the reports came out here this morning, and they were, you know, really fairly bearish, particularly for the beans. And it wasn't so much on the U.S. carryouts. Corn came in 25 million under what the average guess was. Beans came in 2 million under. The wheat was 7 over. But it was the world carryout in the beans that really broke the thing first. Carryout on the world number for the beans is 87.4. That's up 4.6 million metric tons from last month. That's a huge monthly increase. Most of it's due to the increase in the Brazilian crop. Came in at 111. That's 3 million higher than it was last month. So that was really what was bearish out here, was the soybean carryout around the world. The wheat number was up about 2.4 million. So again, all the numbers on the world side were a little bit bearish. Now, the beans broke first. They broke as much as 15 cents off their highs. They got down to 929 and three quarters. They took out the low at 936 and a half, certainly trading well under the 937 and a quarter double bottom low, and had, you know, just about every reason in the world to close under that. But during the day, we rallied as much as 13 cents in the beans. We actually traded the beans higher late in the day. The corn traded higher late in the day. The wheat closed up 4 cents and 4.5 cents in Chicago. So considering how bearish these reports were, I thought this was a pretty good rejection of bear news out here. The weather, parts of Kansas got down to 30, 31 degrees. Maybe that was what was pushing the wheat up. Again, I don't want to be bearish wheat down here with the funds 150,000 short. I would have liked to have seen the corn close higher, but again, it wasn't a bad close. We were up so much yesterday, and to only get back a half a cent with the bearish news, I thought was pretty impressive. And the fact that the beans came, you know, literally all the way back, in the aftermarket, we were actually trading higher again. We got up to 942 and a quarter. So all that tells me it's a little bit of a rejection of the reports. With the fund short 150 corn and 150 wheat, you know, if we could just get, you know, some good spark, I really think we could see a pretty nice rally out here. Now, December corn closed back over 390, closed at 391, I think, or 390 and a half was the settlement. That's the second close over 390 in a couple of days. Again, I would have liked to have seen it close a little bit higher, but still all around, you know, not bad action. Now, the metals were supportive, gold up 20 bucks, silver up 40 cents an ounce. Crude oil was up another 32 cents a barrel over 53, closed at 53.40. The dollar was 33 lower. So we had a little bit of outside stimulus in here. But I like the fact that we're seeing more volatility in these markets. And, you know, if we could close Thursday strong before the long weekend, if we could close the beans over 940, if we could close corn over 370, wheat over 440, you know, I think it would be just sensational. What news are we going to throw at the, what bear news are we going to throw at this market now? I don't really see that there's much left out here. So again, certainly seemed to me like a rejection of a bear market report out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.